Good morning. We are here at Mr. Ronnie's Cafe in Eunice, Louisiana, and I'm here podcasting live with Sisters. I am your authoress, Bobby Brown Young. I'm here with a very close friend, a very dear friend of mine, and she can announce her name if she would like, and if she would like to stay anonymous, she can. But we are here having a cup of coffee and a prayer with Jesus on this morning, just to encourage someone, just to give someone our thoughts about some scriptures that is written, that is God's word, that we know his word will not return void. He says word will not return void back to him. So we are just talking about some scriptures and sharing a few verses and our thoughts that if you need, take what you need and apply it to your life, because applying scripture to your life changes things.
Thank you very much.
So if she would like to announce her name, she can. And if not, we'll jump right on off into our first scripture reading of today's prayer. We are reading these prayer cards that was purchased at the Dollar Tree. Again, this is Bobby Brown Young, podcasting with Sisters, located in Eunice, Louisiana.
Okay, we can go on.
Okay. So, well, she chooses to stay anonymous, and that is fine. That is awesome, because we just get to share opinions. So, she's going to read her prayer card, starting off again, and we'll begin from there.
1 Peter 5:7, cast all your anxiety on him because he cared for you. 1 Peter 5:7. And what it means to me, that no matter what I'm going through, that I'm supposed to cast all my cares on him because he, Jesus, cares for me. And no matter what I'm going through in life, as long as I cast my cares upon him, it's going to be all right. But when I take it upon myself and cast my cares upon myself, it's usually chaos. It's usually a mess. And so for me to cast my cares on the Lord, when things first happen, I'm supposed to take it, whatever it is, and cast it on the Lord. And once I do that, I know everything will be okay. But when I take it for myself to do it, it's a disaster. It's chaos. And again, it's 1 Peter 5:7.
Yes, and I can agree. I can agree with that. I can agree with you. Because sometimes I have to ask God to deliver me from myself. Because our minds are a battlefield. When we try to hold in all our cares and all our concerns about our children, our loved ones, our families, and our friends, we try to hold these things in, trying to help them deal with their issues in their everyday life, when we have our own lemons that life has thrown at us. And we will often times try to take it upon ourselves when Jesus simply said, if you cast your care upon me, I will care for you. That is his word, and I often say that. And I do believe that, because I find myself in situations where I'm trying to figure it out, and I stayed up all night. And then when I wake up, it's already worked out. I'm like, okay, God, why you let me go through that? Knowing that he already told me, because I was not obedient, to apply it to my life. Now, I sit down and talk to him about it and tell him about it, but still carry it, because I'm still trying to figure it out. After I told him, Lord, I need you to take care of this because I don't know what to do. And then he makes a way out of nowhere. And then I have to come back and say, okay, God, I'm sorry. I didn't see you in that one. But I should have seen you in that one because you already told me. So as a disobedient child, we are getting our own way. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We would get in our own way and step out of the will of God and end up just messing it up. So, my card reads from Mark 9:23. Everything is possible for one who believes. That's right. You say everything is possible through him, the one that loves the Lord. So he's saying that if I believe, I can do anything. All things are possible through those who love the Lord. So Mark 9 and 23 means to me that if I choose to say, Lord God, I believe, I trust, I depend on you. I know that you are, because you are a sovereign God. And begin to praise and worship and tell him about the things that might just be going on in my life. Be it I need something or don't need nothing. I might just need a good night rest. And because I think I can't go to sleep because my mind keeps racing and racing and racing, he say all things are possible. So I can just ask him for a simple good night of rest. And he will give me just that, because I believe that he can. So with that being said, all things are possible for those who love the Lord. Yes, and if you knew coming to the Lord, this would be a good scripture. Mark 9 and 23 again means everything is possible for ones who believe. For ones who believe. The scripture is the same, means the same, might be written different, might be in a different version, made plain and simple. But for those who love the Lord and believe, all things are possible through Christ Jesus, who strengthening me. So what you have to say about that?
I'm a strong believer in that scripture. Lots of times we take for granted that all things are possible. And I know for myself, I have learned through the years that God is true to his word.
Yes.
And if I go to him about a certain situation and believe in my heart and don't doubt, it will be so. But if I let the enemy take it from me, by me taking it upon myself, thinking that I can't trust God in this one, I'm going to take care of this one, then there's a mistake on my part. And I believe that all things are possible through God, but we have to be willing to make the sacrifice to trust him. We got to give it to him and let him keep it. Lots of times he wants to give it and take it away.
And that goes back to casting your cares.
Yes.
The scripture we previously discussed. If you cast your cares upon me, I'm going to care for you. So yes, that can go back to casting your cares upon me. We'll take it away, go back and worry about the situation. So I agree with you.
And he is true to his word. And we just have to believe it. We cannot let self take over and want to control what God is doing.
You can have it.
If you're looking for healing, you just have to keep believing. I know myself going through a situation, I have to keep encouraging myself and reminding myself, I have cares upon him. That all things are possible because of him. And sometimes I got to say it 100 times or more.
That's right.
To reassure myself that God got this.
That's right. And that's what he says. Sometimes we have to encourage ourselves.
Yes.
That's even the songwriter. Says, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Yes. Sometimes you have to pat yourself on the back and say, it's going to be okay when my friend's not around. You know, sometimes we have to encourage ourselves. Yes, yes, yes.
And we have to be careful, because the enemy will come any kind of way that he needs to come. It can be a fly on the wall to distract us from believing that we can know for sure that God got this. And sometimes I have to remind myself, God got this, Janice. Leave it alone. You gave it to him. Let him keep it, because he know what to do. He know all things, and he's going to make sure that he is true to his word. We have to believe and just hold on to his promises.
Because his word will never return void, is what he said.
Yes.
And my word will not return void to me. It has been written, and guess what? I've been having the same Bible for a long time. And all the new, everything people coming out with now, it still says the same words.
Yes.
It might just be broken down differently for a better understanding.
Yes.
But the word will not return void.
Yes. And again, all things are possible if we cast our cares upon Him.
And we believe.
And believe.
Yes.
Can I get a dinner salad or something?
Yeah, I'll get your salad.
You know, again, we are here podcasting, but sisters, this is our tea for Tuesday. This is our tea for Tuesday. And we just want to reach out to someone, other believers that know that God is God and He don't need us. He is God all by Himself. He just chose us to love us, to lead and guide us, to have a closer relationship with Him, to lean and depend on Him and not on ourselves. So our next reading prayer.
Everything you do should be done in love.
Ah, I like that's that one. A good one.
1 Corinthians 16:14. That is, I love it because I love the Lord. And sometimes the enemy, because he's going to always pop up in situations. But knowing that everything I do should be done in love.
For God is love.
Because He is love. Yes. And lots of times we get caught up thinking that we're doing something for a person, but in all cases, we're doing it for God. If we love Him, we're going to do just what the words say. Everything we do it in love. So when I do something for Miss V, I have to remember, yes, that is Miss V, but God first. And once I realize that I'm doing it for Jesus, it makes me want to do it.
What a servant's heart.
Yes.
And all to do. And God knows it has to be with a servant's heart.
Yeah.
You have to have the heart of a servant. Even just to help an elderly person put their groceries in the car, you have to have a servant heart. Even just to hold the door open, it could be a man or a woman. You have to have a servant's heart, you know, and do it with gladness.
Yes.
For I've done it unto the Lord.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes,
yes. And I mean, from the least thing we do, if we're doing it in love, we're doing it because we are led by the Spirit to do it in love. And we can't say we love a person and we see a person in need and don't help. That's not love. We allow self to step in and look at the situation instead of just saying, I'm doing this because of the love of Christ that's in me. And one thing, but His love, man, that love shines. I don't care where you at.
That's right. It is within you. If God is with, lives within you and you are living and following the Lord, it has no choice but to come out, because God is going to show within you. Your fruit is going to bear witness. You're going to show you can walk into the room and people will know who you are. You can walk into a room and the room brighten up. People perk up because of the look and don't even understand who you are. Because of the God in you, the light in you will shine. Yes, that's right. That's right. The light in you will shine because God is love. And if love is within you, it has no choice but to come out. I'm sorry for bothering y'all.
Enjoy it. Okay. I'm enjoying it.
It's no other way. Again, we are sisters, podcasting with sisters, women's shelter located in Eunice, Louisiana. I am Bobby Brown Young, your author is. And I just want to just reach out. We come to just reach out, leaving some scripture and our thoughts of what the scripture means to us. And as on this podcast, you can actually comment and say what it meant to you, or what we're saying has helped you, or can it help you, or will you listen to it, or share it with someone that may just need any of these thoughts of prayer. Is all about testimony. So I'll let Miss Janice take it. take the floor back again.
Okay. It's 1 Corinthians 16:14. Everything you do should be done in love. And when you talk about the love of Christ that's in us, motivates us to...
I'm excited about my next call.
It encourages us to love people because of the love that God has for us.
And it's hard to love people. Don't get this twisted now.
Yeah.
It's hard to love people who make it hard for you to love them. But if God lives within you,
yes,
you can love anybody.
Anybody, anytime, anywhere, no matter what's going on.
Any place.
Any place, no matter what they've done to you, you can look beyond their faults and still love you, love them because of the love of Christ that's living in you. You can't do nothing but love. It makes you want to help everybody, do what you can do to help people.
Even when you need help yourself.
That's right.
And I had to laugh at that one because sometimes I had to look back and say, God, only because of you. Because I will just go and say, how can I help you? What can I do for you? And if somebody asks me for some money, I don't have the money. I'll be saying, Lord, you know what they better not ask me for. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it always worked out to where somebody said, can you pray for me? I'm like, my God.
Yes.
Yeah. God knows the true heart.
Yes.
You know, and he will line up everything if it's all dealt in love.
Yes. Yes. And the enemy will bring things against you to doubt the love that God has for you. But don't let him do it. Because he is true to his word.
And that's what he wants to rob, steal, destroy lives. He want to destroy marriages. He want to destroy relationships with mothers and daughters and fathers and sons. And we have to recognize this space. We have to recognize Satan, get thee behind me.
Yes.
For God is love.
Yes.
So no matter what my disobedient child, I still love him or her because of God's love. And know that God will turn the situation around, turn the relationship around because of the love that you will continue to show because he continually loves us in our right and wrong.
Yes.
Yes.
And love is a powerful thing.
Ah,
oh, Lord.
Yes.
Love will make mountains move. Whatever it takes, that God is willing to do for you because he knows that you love him. You love his son, you love the Holy Spirit. So I challenge you today.
Love somebody.
Love somebody.
That's right.
Send them a card. Bring them a card. Bring them flowers.
Yes.
The little things that we do, we take for granted, is the ones that people need the most.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the midst of whatever they're going through, financially or whatever, the peace that passes all understanding shows up when a gift of God drop a word to you.
That's right. That's right. As today.
Yes. You know, so we serve an awesome God.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So love. So here we are. I'm excited because this is my favorite. I am a faith walker.
Amen.
I need to tell you my name again. My name is Bobby Brown Young. I am a faith walker. When I call my husband, faith shows up in his phone from 22 years ago that I never knew that he called me Faith. And my nickname is Ski. So I have to just explain this because my next call is about faith. So when one day we were just talking, and I said, when I call your phone, what you got it by my name? And he said, Faith. I say, Faith? And he said, yeah, Faith. He said, that's been on my phone all these years. I said, for real? He said, yeah. I said, what you want to spell fees, F-E-E? He said, no, I want to spell Faith. So I said, okay. So I said, okay. Well, Faith. What Faith? And it's like, you're like, because Bobby, you got the more faith than, you know. And I'm like, that's why. So, my card today, it says, for we live by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. it's hard for non-believers to believe in what they don't see. Some people have to wait to see it to believe it. And I only can speak for myself. I have to speak it into existence. When it comes to pass, all the glory has to go to God, because it simplifies and identifies that I have walked by faith and not by sight, to believe that one day I would write a book. To last February, it came to pass. February 2024, I became an author. But I always knew I had a book within me. Now, when it was going to come to pass, I don't know. But my faith knew it was there. My faith knew it was there. I believed it was there. From the obstacles that has been in my life, from my past, whether it was good or bad, I always wrote about it. So I always knew something was in me. But when it was going to come to pass was faith. And that's it, of not knowing, but believing. Back to, we have to believe. We are believers. So as we read these cards, every card, we can go back and relate to what we have read. So God is here in the midst of us too at this appointed time. So walking by faith is believing in the unseen until it comes to pass, until God manifests it into your life. So today I can walk by faith. And I pray and ask God that I can continue to walk by faith and believing in Him. Well, yeah, I know that's the only way I'm going to make it in. It's walking by faith, because that's what moves God. Your faith moves God on your behalf. Believing that I am healed by His stripes, because He's already said it, moves God in my healing. Believing by faith that I am the lender and not the borrower increases my finances, because I believe it, that I will not have to borrow. Believing in faith, knowing that if I call upon You, You say You will answer. Again, back to, if I cast my cares upon You. So I believe in faith. As a believer, a child of God, I believe by faith that You are with me always, even when I walk through the valley of the shadows of death. You are with me. So by faith, I believe that. And I can go on and on and on and on, but I'm going to let her put her feet in on this, because faith is my, that's the only way I know God moves. When I go back and tell Him, Lord, You said, and I believe You, because You said, and I believe You, and You said that if I believe by faith, that my whole house is saved, if the head of my house is saved. So therefore, faith, God moves by your faith. Little faith, little power. Big faith, big power. He says we have faith as small as a mustard seed, we can move mountains.
And then faith is, it's a process. Sometimes, depend on what God wants to use you for. What God wants to use you.
I got mine. No, both of them are for you.
Back to, faith is a process. It depends on how God is going to use you. Sometimes their faith is there instantly, and then sometimes you have to go through a process. Okay. He'll give you a little at a time till that faith has built up to where you know whatever you need to do is going to be there, because it has, you know, it's a process. It takes time.
Growing in faith?
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, it takes time. And the thing is, it's back to the enemy trying to destroy. It's just like a baby when a baby start walking. Mm-hmm. Their baby take that first step, and you might fall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you got to have faith and get up again. That's right.
And he get up again.
Baby steps, that's right.
And then sometimes we need encouragement.
Uh-huh. See, I didn't see that. You can do it. That's right.
You got it. You can do it. Just go stand. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's a process. And that's where we come in with our little faith to encourage the next, to encourage somebody to get up you can do this. Mm-hmm. You know, trust in God, yes, you can do this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And yeah. It's very important that we be there when the Spirit encourages us to encourage somebody else that you can do it. And lots of times, you don't even realize that this is what God wants you to do. But then the encouragement comes through maybe another person or just the Spirit encourage you to, you know, to keep doing the things that God wants you to do and keep showing that love.
Yes, love back covers, again, see? Yes, love covers all. Yes,
a multitude of sin.
A multitude of sin.
But be encouraged, and all of us got faith. Mm-hmm. Everybody have faith. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of who you trust in your faith in. Mm-hmm. Is it in the world? Is it in God?
All material items,
material
or your house,
things,
or your money, house. Or your car. Yes.
Yes.
Is what you
and,
have.
And even people.
Right.
We have more faith in people than we have in God.
Right. The thing that you love most is what you have faith in. Yes. I've come to learn the thing that you dwell upon most. If I spend most of my time or most of my day on my phone, that's what's important to me.
Yes.
Throughout the day. Yes. If I spend most of my time in prayer talking to God, that's what's important to me. If I spend most of my time overeating, then food is important to me. So we have to prioritize what's important to us. Yes. Yes. And that's what we put our faith in.
Yes. Whatever we put in our faith in, yes. It shows up it shows up and it teaches us that we have to rely and depend on God. There is no other way.
No other way.
No other way but to have faith in Him to overcome whatever situation that we're going through. I don't care what it looked like in the natural, but in the spiritual, we already victorious. We have the victory already.
Yes, yes. So that's faith. Faith moves God. So we go walk by faith and not by sight. And I encourage you on today to walk by faith and not by sight. Again, your podcast with Bobby Brown Young.
You preaching the word, girl.
Yes, yes, yes. Everywhere I go.
I love it.
Yes, yes.
Okay, we ready for the next one? Mm-hmm. You, Lord, are my shield around me, my glory, and one who lifts up my head high. So true. Many a times I should have been dead.
Mm-hmm.
I should have been on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I should have been a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
But because of His shield that mm-hmm. is around the...
That's right. His protection.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because of His shield around me, I know that He loves me.
Ah, that's right. That's
I
right.
should have been in a car accident, and out of a split second, my car is pushed out the way.
And I can agree.
It's many a times that God has shielded me from harm. Even through sickness, He has shielded me. Mm-hmm. I don't care what the devil had to make you fall. God is there to shield us and protect us, no matter what. It can be in a relationship to keep us from being hurt.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to shield you.
He said He will take and hide you.
Yes.
He said He will hide you from the enemy.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. He said He will prepare a table in the presence of your enemies. And they can't come past that table because He has prepared it before you. Again, He said He will go before you as a consuming fire.
Yes.
What fire do? Burn up everything in the path.
Yes.
So, yes, He is a hedge of protection. He is a shield of protection.
Yes.
That's just like when we wake up and put on our armor of God. We dress in our armor. We got our chest, our breastplate of righteousness.
Yes.
We have a shield. We have a sword of the word. Oh, God.
Yes.
We have shoes on, and we are covered and protected. But we have to put it on so that He can shield us. So we have to go back again, trusting.
Yes.
In faith.
Yes.
And believe.
I'm reminded of an incident that happened when I was in Japan. We was on the economy when... We okay? We was on the economy just walking around, me and my two kids. And this guy was following us. And it was strange because you didn't see a lot of Americans. And so this guy kept following us. And I'm thinking, this is strange. And before I know it, the guy came up to me and said, ma'am, something told me to hurt you. But then something told me, no, you're not going to touch her. And that just reassured me that God was with me. Mm-hmm. No matter what the devil tried to do, God is our shield.
He will protect you when you can't protect yourself.
Yes, and that threw me for a loop to let me know no matter where I'm at, can be overseas, in America, no matter.
Because he's an omnipresence God.
Yes, he will protect me. And the same thing everywhere. He do. He had no respect to person.
No respect to
person. So if he did it for me, guess what?
He'll do it for you.
He'll do it for you.
Yes, and you and you and you.
And you and you and you. Yes, he will.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, it brings me a pleasure to every time just the sound of the name Jesus, just to be able to just talk about him and share him just through voice. And not even have to see my face, just to talk about him. And you don't know me and I don't know you, but I can tell you about somebody who knows everybody at one time.
Yeah.
And he have no respect to person. Not a rich person, not a poor person, not a dirty person, not a clean person, not a taxpayer, not a non-taxpayer. He just loves every one of us.
Yes.
Yes. The same.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is some good stuff here. It almost brings tears to my eyes to know that God loves us so much.
Yes.
When we don't love ourselves.
Yeah.
When we call things upon ourselves, oh, I'm depressed. Yeah. Oh, I'm
watch what come out their mouth.
When you just wake up in the morning, is a reason. Just stretch your arms.
Thank you,
even
Lord.
If you say no words, once you put your arms in the air, it's yielding to God.
Yes.
It's yielding, saying, Lord God, thank you. With no words.
Yes.
Yeah. Again, you are podcasting with Sister to Sisters. Please keep coming back, listening to our podcast, hoping that it can help someone, encourage someone, lift someone up. If you would like to give into this ministry, you can. You can sponsor us by monetary gift on this podcast through Spotify. I'm sorry. We are also available at $Sister to Sisters, Cash App, Bobby Brown, or Sister to Sisters. But we really want to gain listeners to listen to the podcast so that the word of God and our life experiences and our testimonies can reach somebody to help someone else. It's the main purpose of this here.
Mm-hmm.
Is to be able to reach a listener that can say, oh, I heard this lady said, and she talked about shield.
Mm-hmm.
And when she spoke upon shield, I didn't know God would shield me, but it's something that she said that was her own opinion of what it meant, the scripture meant to her, made someone think about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want you to think about and ponder on the things of God and what his word say and how he will react to us when we first diligently seek him.
Yes.
He said if we diligently seek him, seek the kingdom of heaven, he will add all things unto us.
Yes.
All things mean everything.
Yes.
Material things, non-material things, longevity, health, wealth, all those things. It's things unto us. Healing, prosperity, peace, understanding, wisdom, knowledge. Those are the things he's going to add to us. So when you think about it, you don't have to ask for no material things. Because we add prosperity to material things, go come. When you ask for wisdom and he add knowledge, you are going to be able to be teachable to someone else. So again, I just have to say it has been a pleasure to even be able to allow you to hear our voices here on this morning. We are a podcast from Ronnie's Cafe in Eunice, Louisiana. Stop by, y'all. Breakfast is great here. If you ever in the Eunice area, that is Eunice, Louisiana. And it is Ryan's Cafe. You will hear podcasting. And I will leave the floor open. So that was my final remarks again. We welcome all listeners. Please share with someone. Mm-hmm. And we will close out with prayer after Ms. J say anything else that she wants to say. We are asking to close out in prayer.
Well, somebody needs to be set free.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Somebody, this here is for somebody that's dealing with something that they think God can handle.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And who the Son has set free
is free indeed.
It's free indeed. Mm-hmm. So whoever you may be, you know, God knows that today is your day to be set free from whatever got you in bondage. You can let it go.
And let God.
And let God.
So we'll touch hands in agreement here as she closes out in prayer.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this opportunity, Lord. When we think about the love that you have for us, it just makes us want to do more for you, to do more to help somebody, Lord. I thank you for this opportunity again. I thank you for Miss Fee inviting me to have coffee with her this morning on Coffee Tuesday.
Tea Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. And I just thank her for this opportunity, Lord. God has been so good to me. I can't do nothing but give him glory, honor, and praise. And he have no respect to person. He loves you for who you are, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. He loves you. And Father God, for this, we just say thank you. These things we ask in your name, Jesus. Amen.
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 God bless
Amen.
You.
Oh, God bless you. You too as well.
Keep it up.
Yes, ma'am. Have a blessed day. And we will end that with just that being said.